Army declares silly string is a hazardous substance. 16th of October, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Deptford Township, New Jersey. The U.S. Army, the same military that American citizens, or President Bush at least, is counting on to win the war of terrorism, has declared silly string to be a hazardous substance as dangerous as gunpowder, dynamite, or atomic warheads. Their designation of the substance as dangerous has frustrated Marcel Shriver, the mother of one of the soldiers, Sergeant Shriver, to whom she has at last found a way to send the product, which in the United States is sold in toy stores everywhere to customers as young as 3 and 4 years old. Mrs. Shriver told UNnews reporter Lotta Lies that, quote, with leaders such as those in the Army, it's a wonder we're not losing the war faster than we already are, unquote. Ironically, military personnel use silly string to detect tripwires on bombs, saving scores, if not hundreds, of troops' lives. But the Army considers the toy a hazardous substance because it comes in a politically incorrect aerosol can. Because of this designation, the toy's product may be shipped only by certain companies, and Mrs. Shriver spent months finding a shipper for more than 80,000 cans of substance she had purchased with her own money to send to individual soldiers. Finally, Tom Campbell, owner of Capacity Limited Liability Company, a New Jersey-based shipping company, responded to the mother's desperate pleas that, quote, somebody get off his khaki-covered ass and do something to protect our boys and girls in the armed forces, unquote, by shipping the substance. As a result of Campbell's intervention, silly string is, quote, on the wing, heading for Iran and Afghanistan, unquote. Soldiers shoot silly string into a room before entering it. The substance can travel up to 12 feet. If it hangs in the air like Michael Jordan shooting a hoop, a possible tripwire is indicated. Sergeant Shriver observed, quote, it's fun to play with, too. Thanks, Mom, unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.